If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I'm sure you've thought of making money off of it, right? If you want to start monetizing your podcast, sign up for Podmetrics. Head over to podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. Again, that's podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. On with the show! Hey guys, Julian here. This episode is part of a 4-episode series called Countdown to the End, the last of which will be the final episode of The Creator Life. In that final episode, I will tell you why I'm ending the podcast. Until then, enjoy the episode. So, hello Ace, welcome to the podcast. First off, I just wanted to ask, have you had a vacation lately? Or do we actually really take vacations?
Oh, that's a good question. I do take vacations whenever I want to. And not naman vacations na talagang lilipad sa ibang part of the world. Or, you know, I mean, vacation can be as simple as going out of your house, eating in your favorite restaurant. That's already a vacation for me. It's basically taking a break from whatever you're used to doing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I take vacations whenever I need to. That's the right answer for me, I guess.
Yeah, because sometimes when we take vacations, there tends to be a thing like, oh, but I still have to do something, or oh, I still have to do this or that or this or that. Is that wrong to be doing something while on a vacation, or is it
something? It really depends. It really depends on the kind of person. I'm the kind of person, I'm very workaholic. I think I can never really do something else without thinking about work. I know that work will always be part of me. I've been like this kahit nung wala pa akong sariling business, you know? I think work will always be part of life. And so to totally detach from work, I don't think that's really possible. You know, work will always chase you. It's always going to be part of life. So, you know, you put the boundaries on yourself. If you don't want to think about work, of course, you also have to think of the other teammates naman, di ba? You can perhaps endorse some of the things that you're doing with them. But yeah, going back to the vacation conversation, take vacations when you need to. I do that, you know. But I know that even though I am in vacation, I am on vacation some other part of the world in a different time zone, I know that work is always going to be there. So if it's wrong to think about work, no, it's not. You do you, whatever works for you.
Yeah. Because I think in a way, it's like we're always listening to these things called work-life balance whatsoever. But then come to think of it, some of the people who are pretty much successful in their own, like one of the most successful people, their work is their life. So it's not like you can really separate it because it's part of you. It's part of your life. So I just find it weird in a way that we have these terms like work-life balance, even though there are aspects of it where it's a part of you and it's not
a separate thing. I'm not much of a work-life balance person. I'm more of a work-life integration person. Mm-hmm. You know, because again, work will always be part of life. Even the richest people, the most successful people in the world, right? they're still working. So I know that work will always be part of life. So how do you integrate your quote-unquote life with the work that you do, whatever that is? Ganun siguro ako. That's how I have approached life ever since.
Yeah. It's actually more, I don't know if I can say this. It's actually more therapeutic when you think about it. It will always be there rather than avoid it only to let it catch you by surprise in a way. Yeah. So it's best that, okay, it's going to be a part of me no matter what because that's what I've been used to and that's what I've been doing in my life. So why not just let it be part of you rather than like being this half and half whatever?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Funny that we're talking about this on a vacation day when we're recording this. I don't know if it's really vacation day because I in a way, it's kind of not for me because I'm doing the blogging stuff because I do it on my spare time, not like mm-hmm. every time. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So it's not... I appreciate the time that I'm able to do it, but it's not like I want to sleep. So, yeah. Anyway, let's begin the episode in 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life, a podcast that tackles anything and everything when it comes to content creators and influencers. I'm your host, Julian CB. New episodes come out every Monday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Here's the episode. I'll just pause here because I pre-record the intro, and I'm just gonna, you know, let editor me will... signal that, okay, this is your cutoff point. Okay, do it. Okay. Starting 3, 2, 1, go. Hey, guys. So, another week, another episode. So, I'm honored because I didn't actually expect to have this guest on the podcast because I don't know my status in the world of content creation whatsoever, but I'm very grateful that I have this guest on. So she's the CEO or the Blogamama or Blogapalooza. She's Ace Gapuz. So welcome to the show.
What is up, everybody? Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever part of the world you may be. Thank you for listening to The Creator Live. And hello, Julian.
Yeah, so I really appreciate it since, as I mentioned, I didn't really expect this to happen at all. Like, I just sent the email thinking that maybe, just maybe, I would be getting this person, and I'm really grateful. So, first of all,
I reply to everybody. I do reply to everybody, especially for the people in our community. I am always reachable. That's a commitment that I have made to everybody. I will make time for everybody. Yeah. Always willing, basta able. But yeah, I'm grateful also for this space, for this platform. Thank you for making me part of this.
Yeah. So, to start, since I've already mentioned, our work. So, I wanted to know, how did you start getting into blogging? Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, blogging is like one of the oldest kinds of content creation in the country. I've heard of it first from like all those, like, I think when I was still like a teenager, somewhat like that, that's where I saw blogs, like not as something that you can earn money, but it's like an expression of self, something like that. So how did you get into it?
I got into it when I was actually 11, around 11 or 12 years old. And it was really back then, no? It was more of a hobby. It was a passion project. I'm a storyteller. I like, you know, I like writing. I like talking. I like telling stories, you know. And back then, remember when I was still a little girl, I just wanted to tell stories about my day. I just wanted to tell people about how my day went, what I ate, you know. I mean, the life of an 11-year-old is very basic. So it was more of, I wanted to find an avenue to tell stories. And back then, you know, there were a lot of bloggers there in Naman. Back then, I remember, we did not have much in the internet. The internet was very young back then. This was 2001, 2002. So there was not really much in the internet. So everything that you can find, the very few people that you know, you'd read their blogs, diba? Parang, I remember that time also, mahaba pa ang patience ng mga tao, yung attention span nila. Ganun ka short. So we would really read other people's blogs, and it was a learning experience for me. I loved it. I loved getting to know people based on the blogs that they wrote. So for me, it was more of that. I just wanted an avenue, an outlet where I can tell stories. you know, I'm not a writer na, you know, can write books, ganon. And I was very young din naman back then, so that's the only thing accessible for me. And yeah, basically it just started as a passion project, as a sideline, as a, you know, as a side thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I really started blogging. And then when the internet kind of had more people in it, I got to know more people. I got to know more stories. The blogging community also grew. And I got to meet all of these interesting types of people. It was a very good experience. It was like an additional reality in the life of an 11, 12-year-old girl. Mm. Yeah, and so I loved it. I continued doing that until, I think, 8 years after, in 2009. And then I stopped because college happened. But that's a different story. That's my blogging story. It was just a side thing. Ginusto ko lang siya because I enjoyed talking about how my day went, how my life was like, documenting it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a very difficult for me before.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it was more of like a diary, journal kind of thing, because like you would be reading about stuff like you probably wouldn't share about today, because it would be so weird reading like minute details about love life or something like that, because you know people really didn't know what to do with the internet when it was like that time. So okay, we just be writing about random things that we experience in our life. Now it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to, like, should I be writing about something in 2022? Should I be talking about it or what? I don't, like, so different. Internet's so different. Yeah. So, it's been nice to see, like, blogging as something, like, it's so niche. It was like, people didn't really know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Grown into something that, oh, I can actually earn something, collab with people I don't really talk to in a regular basis, because sometimes it would be something that you know, like you just talk to your close friend, like I do this kind of thing, and then it grows into a thing where you're just talking to like-minded people about the certain thing. So it's great. So, getting it, so you mentioned that it's a separate thing, your blogging story from college and whatever. So, how on earth did you start Blogapalooza if you reached a point where you stopped blogging because of college? So, how do you end up with this thing that you're now doing, basically?
Today. Okay, well, I ended up being the chief executive of Blogapalooza because I was fortunate to get to know the original founders. And yes, I always tell people I am not part of the original founding team of Blogapalooza. I wasn't there in day one. You know, it was actually the founders of a blog called When in Manila. It was the largest during its time. And Blogapalooza was actually just an event of When in Manila. Yeah. So the founding partners of the founders of Blogapalooza are actually the founders of When in Manila. They built the brand, they built the initial community, they put up the initial events the first few years. And then when I was in Grab's PR, when we launched Grab in the Philippines, we sponsored one of Blogapalooza's events. And again, Blogapalooza was just an event before, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we sponsored one of their events as Grab. And then I got to know the founders. We had a good friendship. And when it was time for them to let Blogapalooza go, meaning, you know, just continue with the publishing business of When in Manila, I was fortunate to be appointed as the chief executive. Now, you would probably read about some stories of Blogapalooza beginning or, you know, getting founded in 2011, which actually it started in 2011. But sometimes we would tell people, Blogapalooza is 7 years in 2022. 7 years lang? Hindi ba dapat 11 na? It's 7 years because we actually just started being a company in 2015. This was the time when it was turned over to me. Everything was given to me. I did not buy it. And it was just given to me. The Blogapalooza brand, the initial Blogapalooza community, the original founders gave it to me because they had to focus on the other business. Mm. Okay, so the long and short of it is I wasn't part of the founding team, but I was the one who made Blogapalooza into a company. Mm. Yeah, the event that a lot of people knew before became Blogapalooza, the influencer marketing company in 2015. That's how it started. See? Because coming from the event, when you make it into a company, how else can you grow it?
Yeah.
And dun na nagsimula lahat actually, Julian. You know, all of the growth plans, the community building, the brand building, all of the other things that we have been doing ever since, nagsimula lang talaga siya noong 2015 when I took over the company already. And that's how it started. You know, I just took some, badly put, other man's trash and I turned it into my treasure. Fortunately, it's still a treasure right now. Mm-hmm. And it's been a treasure to so many people ever since.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the first time I've heard of the term Blogapalooza, yes, you're right. I heard of it as an event, but then like, oh, so it became a company. Like, I didn't expect that turnaround, like that transformation, if you call it. So like, oh, okay, it's great, like something really came out of it until today when we're basically having every single type of content actually being a viable option for people to share their stories, put out their interests and whatnot. So it's been wonderful to see now that we're living in the age of the... I don't know if it's still the age of the internet. It probably still is because we're seeing all these new stuff now. But yeah, it's amazing that now it's basically... we're living in the world that we were thinking of when we're, you know, starting to think about the internet as something bigger than, you know, just this niche thing for small people. Like small amounts of people. Now it's like this big thing that everyone can basically use, which has its pros and cons, but we'll get to the cons in the near the end. So, yeah. So I wanted to ask whether blogging is still relevant now as it was, you know, back then. Because, yes, there's blogging, but there's now video. There's this sudden boom of podcasting thanks to the pandemic. Like, everyone in my friend and then my friend's friend also made their own podcast for everyone is starting stuff, including so many things. So like, does blogging still have a place in 2022, or is it now slowly like in the background compared to all these other mediums that we have today?
I think it will always have its place. You know, I admittedly, it's not anymore growing at a good rate. And for good reason then, naman. I mean, there are newer platforms. The industry, people have evolved, you know. So I wouldn't say that it's still in its glory days. I would say that the glory days of blogging was in the past couple of years. Mm. But to say for certain that blogging is dead, parang hindi naman yata. I think it will always have its place. If you ask me why, it's because people will always be storytellers. Humans will always crave for that storytelling. I feel like it's always going to be in our DNA. Mm. So there will always be a place for blogs, you know? But of course, you know, sabi mo nga, nag-iba na rin naman yung industry, right? Mm. Perhaps it's not anymore just like before. It's still blogging, but it's not anymore the text, the written form. It's still creating content like how we've been used to doing it. Yeah. It's still that. Na iba lang ng platform, na iba lang ng type, na iba lang siguro ng ways of doing it. But, you know, it will always have its place. If you're talking about blogging as in the text form, I think people will always read.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there will always be a place for bloggers. And I know of a lot of bloggers right now. You know, they could be in different niches like travel, fashion, lifestyle, whatever. People are always going to need some travel advice, some fashion inspiration, all of that. Di ba yun din naman yung dahilan bakit naging relevant yung mga creators in the first place? Yeah. We're looking for people that we resonate with. And I think having a blog, that's a good way to still resonate with people. Syempre, you have to manage your expectations, di ba? The glory days of blogging are a couple of years back. But given the changes in the industry and given how everything has been like, history repeating itself, who knows? Diba? Baka naman, in the next few years, blogging will come back to life, reclaim its glory, be the number one source of information, you know? Yeah. Just keep at it. If you're enjoying it, if it's something that you like doing, then just continue. So, to me, it's still relevant, and there will always be a place for it. But if the question is it going to make you money? Perhaps not in the way that would really sustain everything that you want in life, right? It could make you money, and bloggers are still making money, especially the more established ones, diba? But for it to, you know, be able to send someone to school, sustain a very, very comfortable lifestyle, you know, probably not right now. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. The question, Julian, was about relevance. It will always be relevant because people will always want stories.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, especially, it's, you know, people these days, when they create content, sometimes it's not just one thing. Like, it's an overarching narrative expanding through multiple platforms. It's not like, sometimes you can't explain what you mean or what you said in this form of content, so you have to direct them to somewhere else. Like, sometimes you can't condense, like, you can't condense a lot of things that you say in, let's say, for short form, like TikToks, like 30 seconds, 1 minute. So, like, you can't explain everything. You can explain most of it, but then, like, the nuance, I don't know if you can really capture the lots of nuances on, you know, in that short amount of time.
But blogging kasi has a different way lang naman of communicating something, di ba? There are some people who are really better at writing than talking. Some people naman, they're not really friendly to the camera, meaning hindi sila, takot sila sa camera, they're very conscious, you know, and they would express themselves better through written form. So it's just whatever works for you, you know. But blogging wise, may lugar yan. There will always be space for it.
Yeah. It's always about how you want to convey yourself to the world. Whether it's you want to just write about it, take some photos or something like that. Or, you know, some people prefer to talk directly into a camera and that's how you want to convey your story, then go for it. It's not like no one's gonna stop you. Maybe you're stopping you, but you know. Yeah, so another thing that didn't really exist before the early days of blogging was like social media. I remember before when I read blogs, I would just either search for it or like know someone and then try to find their website. Social media wasn't really a thing. And then now, we basically read stuff off of social media first, maybe, before even reading news articles or something like that. Do you think that we can truly avoid social media now? Or like, is it inevitable that we're just there in social media?
If the question is if we can avoid social media, we definitely can. We've lived life without social media, so we can live without it again, diba? But I think a lot of the things that we need, nasa social media na kasi, diba? As people right now, you know, you can still go to the TV for your news. Ako kasi, I go to social media for my news, eh. So I use a lot of social media for news. So I know that in that regard, social media is inevitable. I will always use it. Also, in the work that I do, we're very social media heavy. So, you know, it's not something that I can do away with. But if you're not in this space, you're not in digital, you're not, you know, you can go away with social media. I know of some people who don't have social media. You know, we can do without it. We've lived life without it. Yeah. And we can live life without it. Yun nga lang, syempre, di ba? If it comes down to you want yourself to be updated with news about what's going on around you, also you want to be updated on other people's lives. I mean, di ba? I mean, what's going on with this person? If you want to do that, mahirap yata yun pag walang social media. Yeah. Right. It gave us the chance to get information about what's happening around in a more efficient and quick manner. Yeah. And I think that's the value of it. But to be honest, pwede namang wala yun. Yun nga lang, di ba? Now that we've been used to social media being a part of our daily lives and we've experienced the conveniences of having it, how can we still do away with it? Yeah. It's just so convenient to have it. It's just like, ano, Julian. Mm. Remember, there was a time when everybody rode horses because there were no cars. Mm. So it's like saying, na, can you live without a car? Well, definitely you can. We can walk. But now that we've experienced the conveniences of having a car, the quickness of how we can get from point A to point B, not like we're turning back. Yeah, and I would say the same for social media.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, some people tend to complain all the time. It's like, oh, this is so toxic. Oh, this is so tiring. But then, like, at the end of the day, it's what you consume. It's what you've been looking at, I guess. So, I don't know. I think it really depends on...
as a person. Look at on social media. That makes sense.
It's not really. It's not about the platform itself. Although sometimes you could say that. Wait, I'm sorry. I think I muted myself. Oh boy. So yeah, I was saying that like it really depends on what you look at on a daily basis, because sometimes we tend to blame social media for things that maybe it's not exactly their fault. It's what you look at on social media. But then again, the algorithms also encourage, like, you know, it's this toss up between, is it the algorithm's fault, is it your fault, or what? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a you know, it's something to think about. Well, that's why people have been feeling like, avoid this. Oh, I want to avoid social media because of this and that. Okay, what is happening? Anyway, so yeah, that's basically, you know, all social media really depends on how you consume it and not really the platforms. So, I thought of something. Do you think we can get you can avoid a certain platform? Like, let's say here in the Philippines, I don't think anyone thought of getting rid of their Facebook accounts unless they never really live without Facebook. So like for me, I publish stuff on Facebook because like I feel like it's an obligation. Like I feel like it's an obligation now more than before, because it's Facebook. It's like, can we just live off of like a certain platform? I think we can, but is it really feasible in certain countries like the Philippines or something like that?
I would say yes. Only because I know of a lot of people who are not in social media at all. It's their choice, you know. They choose not to be in social media because of privacy reasons, you know. But I think this is our space, kasi Julia, no?
Mm.
We're in the space of creators. And creators can come in different forms. you can choose not to be in social media, but at the end of the day, how can you show people what you've created? You can always choose to go the, I'd say, the more traditional route, how do you say that? The more traditional way, diba? You can always choose that, but it's going to be difficult. Yun nga, diba? Social media has introduced ways that have made everything easy for us in general, not just for creators. So, I don't know if us as creators, if we can do away with it. But for a normal person, they'll be fine without it. Yeah. My mom is just Facebook. My mom doesn't have any other social network, social media. Facebook lang.
Yeah.
And sometimes, it's not, you know, she just uses that kapag bored siya, you know. It's not like she can't survive without it. So, we can do away with social media, technically.
Yeah.
But as creators, the question is how, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine anymore. It's basically difficult.
Okay, social media just makes it so easy for us. We're creators, eh?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it kind of makes sense that everything has been made easier by social media, and so if you were to get rid of it and try to do it everything, you're just gonna have a pretty hard time. Yeah. So, I wanted to put this question in. So like I read your profile, then I went through your you did a podcast not too long ago. Yeah, so
I have been doing I've been in podcasting since 2014, actually. Started very early in the space also. But back then, kasi no one was still supporting podcasts. Eh. I remember the most popular podcast back then was Good Times with Mo. And my show, it's called Wise Cash, it came before Good Times with Mo. Mine was Mondays 8 to 9, and Mo's was 9 p.m. onwards. You know, there was some support to podcasting, pero it wasn't really as big as how it's like right now.
Mm-mm.
So I started early in this space, but you know, when you do it for a long time and wala naman masyadong support, wala rin masyadong nakikinig doon, talagang si Mo lang yung pinapakinggan doon. Yeah, so our market back then was actually the OFWs. It was a very surprising market for us. So OFW market, parang we were surprised because okay, this was not our intended market, but this was the market that we appealed to. So, yes. And I remember back then, you know, this was 2014. So, having 10,000 views in YouTube was like, wow, look at me. I'm so popular. Ganun na yung feeling ko dati. So, Wise Cash, back then, we were doing both video and audio podcasts. Pero yun nga, audio podcast hindi pa masyadong sikat. But our videos were making around 10,000 views. And mostly from people, Filipinos actually, in different parts of the world. So that's my starting steps in podcasting. And then yun nga, it died because of lack of support.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're spending so much on production and then wala naman po pasok na revenue. So just passion project lang talaga siya. And it was very difficult to sustain if it's like that. And then fast forward to 2020, the early parts of 2020, there's a Ron Baityong of Podcast Network Asia is a very good friend of mine. He put up Podcast Network Asia, and I said, Ron, how about I do a podcast under your network? And I did. It's called the Rated I Podcast. Rated I because I wanted to talk to influencers about their lives outside social media. It was a very easy, I'd say, a very easy topic for me to talk about because I enjoy listening to people. I just enjoy, you know, kwentuhans, you know, and I wanted to get to know influencers and help tell the story of influencers beyond how we see them in social media, diba? When we look at influencers, they're very glamorous, always well-prepped, ganyan. So behind what we see in social media, there are things that we can't really, you know, hindi talaga natin malalaman. But, you know, there have been surprising things that I've gotten to know about the guests that I had in the show. But I remember the very first episode that I released was an episode with DJ Tony Tony. You know, he talked about how his life was like in the early years of DJing. how he would have 3-hour bus rides just to get to the station. Kasi wala pa siya masyadong pera noon. Ganon. And then I think the second one was with Janelle T. She was Miss Philippines Earth back then, the reigning one. And she would really talk about how life was like in Davao, her struggles, yung, you know, life in Manila coming from the probinsya, etc. So, ang daming mga natutuhan from different kinds of influencers and creators. So, it was an experience that I enjoyed. Kaya lang na COVID na tayo. Buong mood, right? So, I still continued that despite the pandemic. But after I finished my first season, I said, I need to take a break. For all the good reasons naman, because naging busy na rin tayo sa work. Fortunately for us, the situation of the pandemic was very helpful because, and that's not a nice thing to say, ano, pero syempre, when you talk about your business, I mean, the business really grew during the pandemic. Our Vlogapalooza really grew during the pandemic. Nag-iba na rin kasi yung ways of consuming content. Ng mga tao. It wasn't anymore through the traditional means like your television, your radio, or even yung mga billboards mo sa labas. It's not anymore. No one was going out. The largest network in the Philippines was shut down.
Yep.
You know, times were not as favorable for the traditional forms of media. And so, digital, online, the internet became the refuge of people. That's where they got their information. That's where everything was happening, basically. So the business really grew and it got busy. But yeah, podcasting. Yes, I started very early. I also stopped because of lack of support, went back. Then the pandemic happened. But if you were to ask me, would I still want to do it? Syempre naman. I enjoy talking to people. When I talk to people, I learn a lot from them. So it's something that I really enjoy.
Yeah. Like, there are always these kinds of conversations that you have with people that you know, and then suddenly it's like, oh, this would have been fun if I recorded the whole thing. But then, you know, it depends on the topics, because, you know, things can get very personal when you talk with your friends sometimes. So, yeah, all these stories that we get are just, like, sometimes they're just in our heads. They just want to come out, but we don't know how to convey them. So, yeah. I think podcasting grew because, like, maybe it grew here in the Philippines because of the pandemic, where people had literally nothing to do, so they either tried to listen to something new, which is podcasting, or did something new, which is start their own podcast. It's like, what the heck? Like, I know way more people now who do podcasts, unlike when I started back, I would say almost 4 years ago. So, like, back then, it's like, okay, no one knows what a podcast is. And I've been listening to podcasts since 2011, 12. So, that far, when it was still, like, this very popular thing in the US. Because podcasting is that old there, but only grew a lot now, like, recently. So, it's fun. It's fun talking to people. Like, I wouldn't imagine me being a talkative person when I was, like, younger, because I don't usually talk a lot. But yeah, with the podcast, it helped me basically improve communication skills. It became my, you know, my place to do that. And on that note, we end the episode. Thank you so much, Ace, for being in this episode of The Creator Life. And before we end, anything you'd like to plug?
Oh, thank you so much again for having me here. I don't really have much to plug, but I do hope that you can get to know about Vlogapalooza more and the things that we do. We are doing so many amazing things for the creators in this space, not just in the Philippines, but all over Southeast Asia. That's Vlogapalooza. That's Bravo Lima Oscar, Golf Alpha, Papa Alpha Lima, Oscar, Zebra Alpha. Yeah, that's who we are, Vlogapalooza. I do hope that you take time to find Vlogapalooza in the internet, in our social media channels, and basically everywhere that you can find us. And also, we release our episodes in our new YouTube channel called Vlogaplay. And I do hope that you enjoy the things that we release there. We collaborate with our creator community all over the Philippines, different parts of the Philippines, people from different cities, different provinces, different cultures. it's a good way to get to know the creator community in the Philippines. And I do hope that the creator life gets more mileage, more success, and everything that you want, Julian. I do hope that we get to.
There's a lot of things I want and I don't. Thanks. Oh boy, what happened? Yeah, there's a lot of things I want in life, but you know, sometimes you have to reach for it. Sometimes you have to reach for it and not, you know, wait for a prayer or something like that. Anyway, now it's my turn to plug. Podcast updates and behind the scenes are on social media. That's Creator Life Pod, Creator Life POD on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also follow me personally on social media and see me eat binignit because I really want to eat it today or tomorrow. I don't know when. Yeah, that's Julian Sibi, JULLIANSIBI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's it for this episode. I hope you guys learned something and enjoy this episode. Until the next one, enjoy your tech, enjoy your coffee, enjoy life, and stay safe, everyone. Bye! Bye, everyone.